This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. This episode is brought to you by Kensington Publishing and The Last Time She Saw Him by Jane Hazeldine.
Julia Gooden remembers nothing about the worst night of her life. 30 years ago, her 9-year-old brother Ben was abducted from the room they shared. Try as she might to remember, there is a black hole where Julia's memories of that terrible event should be.
And then, on the anniversary of Ben's disappearance,
dun, dun, dun.
Julia's worst fears are realized when her 2-year-old son Will is snatched from his bed.
Are the crimes related? Are reminders of her brother clues or merely coincidence?
Find out in the stunning debut suspense novel, The Last Time She Saw Him, from Jane Hazeldine.
The Last Time She Saw Him is on sale now wherever books are sold, so grab your copy today.
Find out more online at kensingtonbooks.com or janehazeldine.com, and now I'm genuinely scared.
Me too.
I'm Molly. Matthew's chewing. And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we are talking about sangria.
Yep, and what Matthew is chewing is some grocery store brand chicken and vegetable dumplings that he cooked up so that we would not get totally wasted on this sangria. Because as I think most of you longtime listeners know, Matthew and I are both lightweights.
When it comes to marijuana, when it comes to alcohol, when it comes to Walter's Mandler.
Yes, Walter's Mandler. God, I get so wasted on Walter's Mandler.
I've got some Walter's Mandler in the fridge right now.
You keep it in the fridge? Well, I guess it does get warm in our homes in the summer here in in Seattle, aka summer paradise.
We had a recent heat wave that was very upsetting, and Walter started to get melty around the edges, and so my wife Lori rescued him by putting him into the fridge.
In fact, during that heat wave, you gave me a Walter's Mandler that listened.
I gave you a
Walter's
Mandler
that listener Judah had sent to us. And I took it and I put it in my car and then I, you know, did whatever I was doing for the rest of the day and it completely liquefied. But I'm here to say that Walter's Mandler is enough of a mandler that he was able to reconstitute himself. And
you mean like Terminator 2?
Yeah, just like that.
Uh-huh.
Just like that. And that he is still delicious.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. There's no more delicious man in my life than Walter's Mandler. speaking of my wife, this episode was suggested by listeners Lori and listener Lori and listener Anna, at least one of whom I am married to.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, so we always make an agenda, which is basically just things we want to forget not to say. Things we want to forget that we didn't want to say.
What are you talking about?
Well, the first item on the agenda just says, yeehaw, with an exclamation point.
Well, I was really excited that we were going to get to drink sangria at 12:45 p.m.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So let's talk about what constitutes sangria.
Okay, so sangria, it's a Spanish wine-based beverage. I feel like I don't know a lot about sangria.
Me neither.
And I'm going to step in it sooner or later.
So, well, Matthew, actually, when we were trying to decide whether or not to do sangria as a topic, he was like, I'm afraid that, like, we just don't know enough about it to, like, really talk about it. And I was like, Matthew, when do we ever actually talk about the topic of this show anyway? I mean, witness the ham and cheese episode in which at a certain point, I thought that it was a grilled cheese episode and we just never even talked about ham and cheese.
Well, and also, of course, the whole point of sangria is to make you run off at the mouth.
And to make you forget what you knew and stuff.
Okay.
Yeehaw!
So how far did I get? It's a Spanish wine-based beverage that has some kind of citrus juice and is sweetened and often has fruit pieces floating in it.
Does it have like brandy or something in it too?
Yes, it has triple sec.
Okay.
Or other orange liqueur usually.
And you made some today.
I did.
Will you tell us about what we're drinking?
Yes, it's sangria. It is the Cook's Illustrated Sangria recipe. We'll link to it on our website, spilledmilkpodcast.com. Mm. And I mixed it up last night, and I let it mellow in the fridge overnight.
And then you sent me a text that said, I made the sangria, and I'm letting it mellow.
Yep.
And I said, and then you said...
Wait, what did you say?
Well, then you sent me a second text that was like, I just wanted to say, let it mellow.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah.
All right, good. I'm glad we established the chronology there. It's going to be useful during the investigation. So, yeah, it mellowed overnight, like all things should.
Mm-hmm.
Then I mellowed overnight. Mm-hmm. And in the morning...
Me too.
Yeah. In the morning, I tried to remember not to pour that into my daughter's juice cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so sangria, it's a red wine or sometimes white wine. Based,
and what kind of red wine do you use? What are you looking for in a red wine?
So I think it matters very little. I used a Spanish wine just for authenticity's
like a Rioja or something.
Sake. Yeah, I think it was a Garnacha. In fact, I have the bottle.
I used a Garnacha, which would be, is that the same as Grenache in French? Oh, you used...
Yeah, Molly, tell us about this wine.
El Pensador, the thinker. Garnacha. Denominación de origen Campo de Borja.
The way you said it sounded like El Pensador, which is
Pensador.
What they call me.
2014. It's a product of Spain. Spanish journal El Pensador, The Thinker, was an intellectually provocative journal first published in 1762.
Wow.
Its subject matter ranged from philosophy to social behavior.
Meaning,
and it was highly regarded by the social elite. That means you and me.
Uh-huh. Borrowed, that's absolutely awesome.
Borrowed from the vision behind El Pensador, this wine invites you to explore a true taste of Spain. Amusingly inquisitive, El Pensador stirs the senses and brings your palate to light. What the hell does that mean?
I don't
know. Iconic in style and with a Spanish flair, this wine is fashionably sophisticated yet playful. Ooh,
what?
Just like I like my mate.
What? Did you say curiously inquisitive? What was that inquisitive
Amusingly
part?
Inquisitive.
Oh, that's kind of like our show.
It is.
Can we change the name of our show
Hold
to
on,
El Pensador?
I'm not done.
Sorry.
Let our Garnacha guide you through the verses. With succulent raspberry and ripe cherry fruit flavors, enlightening aromas of fresh flowers and red berries elevate the palate.
The verses of
they
what?
They keep talking about elevating the palate and bringing the palate to light. Like, do you think it's like when you go to the dentist and they shine that light in your mouth? Like, is that what they mean by bringing the palate to light?
Well, I think when you open wide, you're elevating your palate, right?
Which yeah, and maybe if I tilt my head back, I'm exposing my palate to light.
Yeah, I have to go to the dentist next week.
Oh, man.
But just for a cleaning.
That's
but
cool.
They're going to make me elevate my palate. They're going to shine the light. I'm going to hear a lot about my hygienists.
They're going to be amusingly inquisitive.
Summer plans.
Hey, so my hygienist, or one of my hygienists,
it must be nice to have a harem of hygienists.
Yes, she has two children, Paisley and Jaeger.
Wow, like Jaegermeister?
I think.
Wow, or
I
like
think,
Chuck
right?
Jaeger?
Who's Chuck Jaeger?
He was the guy who broke the sound barrier in a plane.
Cool. Okay. Well, yeah. Anyway, so El Pensador.
He had the right stuff. Okay,
why do I bring this Italian inflection to every language I speak that is not English?
That's a good question. That must have made you real popular in France. yes.
Buongiorno.
I am El Pensador. So that's the wine I used.
Cool.
Now you know everything you wanted to know about the wine I chose and much, much, much more.
My palate has been brought to light.
It really has. I'm
been brought to bear.
Yeah, I'm looking at your palate right now and it's glowing. Your palate is glowing.
Anyway, so what else is in here?
In the bottle of wine, let me tell you, there's raspberry aromas, there's inquisitiveness.
Ripe cherry flavors.
Yeah. There's triple sec, there's sugar, there's lemon and orange juice, and I think that's it.
This is like fruit punch for grown-ups.
It 100% is. They should sell sangria in a Capri Sun pouch. If someone isn't already doing this, this is a fucking million-dollar idea.
Totally.
It's one of our million-dollar ideas.
I would make that like my beach beverage for the summer.
For a couple of people who have come up with many million-dollar ideas, we have a conspicuous lack of $1 million.
$1 million, yeah. We sure do. Huh.
But isn't that a really good idea?
That's a really good idea. I'm pretty sure somebody's already done it. But, you know, I bet it's not as good as this sangria. We'll post the recipe on the website.
No, and I think sangria, even though, like, when you think of a sangria experience, you think of, like, going to a Mexican restaurant and getting, like, a carafe or a pitcher of sangria, which is great, but it's one of these things that's really better when you make it at home.
Yeah.
And it's so easy.
This is delicious. So, like, can I be really honest and say that—
No. Yes. I say that every time.
It wasn't funny
even the first time.
So I have really not had sangria very many times. I think maybe this is my second time having sangria.
Oh, is it because you get crazy, like lampshade on the head crazy?
I wish. I'm imagining myself. Actually, I'm imagining myself as like Jack the Pumpkin Head guy from through the Looking Glass. Is that it?
So the last time you had sangria was—
Ozma?
Uh-huh. Was on, yes, I know what you're talking
about. And the wheelies?
was on Halloween. You stuck your head in a jack-o'-lantern and you had this upside down jack-o'-lantern on your head for weeks.
And then I met this like rock giant who drank like molten metal out of a cup.
You remember this series a lot better than I do.
I watched this movie so many times. Wait a minute. I think I'm confusing it with
The Neverending Story. What?
No, I guess it's all one movie, like the Jabberwocky and a TikTok.
Isn't the Jabberwocky from Alice in Wonderland?
But isn't Through the Looking Glass?
Oh, wait.
Wait a minute.
But I think you're putting together Oz and Lewis Carroll, who was not.
I need to find out what this is because I loved this movie where she had to go into a room that was filled with like objects and she had to choose the three objects that her friends had been turned into. Do you remember this? There was the sofa.
I'm trying desperately to play along with this.
That had like a taxidermied moose head like lassoed onto it.
Molly, let me. Can we talk about the Fast and Furious movies for a while?
Some of our listeners know this movie,
too. Oh, I'm
sure. Did you ever watch Bedknobs and Broomsticks?
Yes. I don't remember it. I don't remember
that either,
except
that there was a whole bunch of like rubbing of bed knobs.
Yeah. That was definitely like an early sexual awakening
what an
for me.
Amazing innuendo.
Yeah,
there.
Now I can only get turned on by rubbing bed knobs. And unfortunately we just have like a Hollywood frame.
I just carry my bed knobs around with me.
Good point.
Yeah.
If you only could have seen the gesture, it was oddly a one-handed gesture, but the hand was like moving from side to side.
Yeah, like I was trying to decide which bed knob to rub first.
Yeah, no, that's important because depending on which order, like different kinds of magic happen.
That's true. Or whether you rub in like a clockwise or counterclockwise
exactly.
direction. You go forward in time or back in time.
You can like motorboat your way into a fantasy realm.
Where you can lie down on a sofa with a moose head attached to it.
Oh, this sounds great. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Whether you need a landing page or a gallery for your photographs or a professional looking blog or even an online store, it's all included with your Squarespace website.
I need a landing page to land my helicopter. Can I do that with Squarespace? I'm that guy from 50 Shades of Grey who has a helicopter.
You mean Christian Grey?
Christian Grey.
Would you like to come to my playroom, Matthew?
Oh, you have a playroom? I thought Christian Grey was the one with the playroom. Listen.
Sorry, I was so into this. I was going with yes and.
I failed to yes and you. This was completely my fault. If I had Squarespace, this wouldn't have happened because you could go to my website, Christian Grey's helicopterplayroom.com, and you would have found out all about my playroom. Then you could go to Molly's website, playwithmolly.us.
That's right. You can get a free custom domain, Christian/Matthew. Squarespace makes adding a domain to your site simple. If you sign up for a year, you get a custom domain for free for that year.
Yeah. Say you have a site where you want to sell your fan fiction. You have a restaurant called Christian Gray's Landing Pad.
But maybe you don't feel like you really know enough about how to make your landing pad suit your personality. Squarespace has 24/7 customer support, and every member of the customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office. No matter how technical your problem is or how trivial seeming your problems are.
Our problems are trivial 100% of the time.
One of the team is always there to assist you.
Yeah, we're always contacting Squarespace to be like, do you think our landing pad is like has enough like leather and wood paneling?
And they're like, only you can decide that, Mr. Gray.
No, they have great recommendations, like more wood paneling.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, to start your free trial today, go to squarespace.com and enter the offer code SPILLED to get 10% off your first purchase.
Squarespace, set your website apart. I didn't finish answering your question about the wine that you asked 17 minutes ago.
No, I thought I had moved on to the question about like memory lane.
But I want to finish because you don't have to use a Spanish wine. Like if you go to the store and all they've got is like $12 Spanish wine, don't put that in a sangria. I've made this recipe with like Gallo hearty Burgundy, you know.
But I think whatever it is, it shouldn't be too tannic.
No, definitely.
Yeah. So what we're saying is something that is like on the lighter, fruitier side.
Yeah, a cheap-ass wine, a bottle of Yellowtail will make an excellent sangria. You're sweetening it. You're putting orange juice in it.
What is the non-wine alcohol that's in here?
Triple sec.
Triple sec. That's what you said. Right. And I didn't listen to you because I never do.
You're too busy bed-nobbing.
Hey, if you carried bed knobs around with you everywhere, you would be busy bed-nobbing too.
Are you
kidding?
Jeez,
man. I mean, look at these toys.
Thanks for giving me permission.
Okay. So, did you have a joke you wanted to tell me?
What? Oh. Thank you. I realized like retelling a joke that was mentioned on someone else's podcast. I want to give props to one of my favorite shows, Stop Podcasting Yourself, because on a recent episode they were talking about mimosas, and one of the hosts made up on the spot and convinced the other host that mimosas are called mimosas because it's short for mid morning sangria, which is absolutely not true, but it's just one of the best things I've ever heard.
Amazing,
and like, we're having mid morning sangria.
Actually, it's now 12:36.
Damn it.
Anyway, so you had made this sangria before. Do you have like a long history of sangria making? This seems like one of those esoteric things that women made in the 80s whenever they were having some sort of like bridge club party in the summertime.
Is this a thing you did in the 80s?
No, I just remember that like, you know, my mom was, in addition to being like part of a book club, she like played bridge for a while, and then she played mahjong.
Oh wow.
So if you were having the ladies over to play mahjong in the 80s,
yes,
or bridge,
you would make
it. Just seems like if you were really stylish, and maybe if you had a pool in your backyard, and maybe if you were going to sit outside by the cabana by the pool under an umbrella, play bridge, that you would prepare sangria and serve it in those big ass wine goblets.
Okay.
You
put together like an amazing like fantasy tableau for me. Like I want to sit around by a pool with a glass of sangria with some 80s ladies. Mm-hmm. We're playing mahjong.
Big old shoulder pads, khaki shorts.
You're gonna say big old bed knobs.
Big old shoulder pads, khaki shorts with pleats.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want them to teach me.
And deep tans, because that's what you were supposed to do in the 80s. You were supposed to be real tan.
Yeah. I want them to teach me how to play mahjong and how to play the game of love. Mm-hmm. The game of life. We'll get a little car and put little toothpick children in the back.
Oh, you're going to learn so much when you travel back in time.
I'm going to learn so much
on your when you screw the bed knob in the right way.
Well, that's a very coarse way of putting it.
Sorry, I meant caress the bed knob.
Yeah, I think of it as a romantic thing.
Okay, anyway, what about restaurants? But anyway, you didn't answer my question.
I don't remember your question.
Infused
reverie. I haven't made it in a long time. We went through a sangria phase where we're like, hey, you can make sangria at home and it's great. And then I think we got bored with it at some point and moved on to, What do you think we would have moved on to?
I don't know, but I think I'm going to go through a sangria phase.
Because I think a cocktail, like artisan cocktails, weren't a thing yet when we were doing our sangria phase.
Well, and the nice thing about sangria too is that it's much lower in alcohol than a cocktail, and yet it has this summery, like, I'm hot, I want something that is cold and refreshing, but also alcoholic thing going for it.
It's a great beverage for 12:36 p.m.
It is. Yeah.
Probably the best beverage. Mm-hmm. Restaurants.
Yeah.
That was a good transition.
So restaurants.
Restaurants. Have you tried them?
Yeah. I've been to a couple. I'm not sure if it's for me, really.
I don't know if it's a trend that's going to stick, like this going out and eating food.
Yeah. I mean, why would you pay somebody to cook food for you when you can cook it yourself at home?
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Brought to you by Home Chef. Not really. I mean, some maybe. So I associate sangria strongly with this restaurant that we used to go to a lot when we first moved to Seattle called La Cocina. It's on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. I've driven by it many times.
In Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. And it's the kind of place you would go to get like a big ass margarita, like a combination plate with like a burrito and an enchilada and some Spanish rice and beans.
Yep.
You know, that kind of like real like 80s Mexican-American place.
Yeah, yeah.
And I loved this restaurant, and it's still there, and the food is exactly the same, but I feel like I've sort of outgrown it, I don't know how I feel about myself.
Well, that's kind of how I feel about a lot of the nostalgic food that we taste here on the show. Like, I feel this, like, this...
Like bologna.
I feel this, like, excitement that we get to go back and experience it again, but then I always feel really sad when it's just, when it's clear that we've outgrown it.
I mean, it is cool.
These are the perils of adulthood.
Oh, boy. That really brought everything down.
Wow. Let's talk about bed knobs.
I was going to say, yeah, the fact that to go back in time like that, we have to, like, caress some bed knobs makes it all worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, anything else we should say about sangria?
Was it you or Abby who wrote Poor Man's Sangria on the agenda?
I didn't write that. Do you remember when Abby wrote something about colitis on one of our agendas and you were talking to me like I had colitis? And I was like, wait a minute, I didn't have colitis. And then we were both like, oh, Abby had colitis.
Let's be sure and bring that up as often as possible. So Abby says that there's a tapas place where they serve red wine with a splash of orange and it's great.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So if you don't have the time to mellow overnight, you can just squeeze an orange into your glass of wine.
I hope you get at least 8 hours of mellowing overnight.
Of course.
Yeah, everybody should get that.
You wake up refreshed, mm-hmm. You have some mid-morning sangria.
And then you just do it all over again.
you rub some bed knobs.
And if they're only your own bed knobs, that's okay too.
Of course.
I mean, well, yeah. What do you think I'm carrying these things around all the time for? I'm not lactating anymore.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
As far as I know. I mean, I don't know. You can find us online at Spilled Milk Podcast.
Matthew's like, whoa, moving right along. Whoa.
I consider this a successful episode because you've...
Because I used the word lactating?
Because you got to a point where you made me really uncomfortable and I had to change the subject.
Great.
Which I know is your...
Yes.
Is your number one goal in life.
It is. Thank you.
And you're very good at it.
Thank you.
And I applaud you.
Thank you.
You can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we will post a link to the recipe for Cook's Illustrated Sangria. It takes about 5 minutes to make, and you should make it.
Yeah.
Not counting the mellowing time.
I'm totally going to make it now. You can also find us on facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast, where you can...
Tell us about a food or restaurant that you feel like you outgrew.
Yeah, but don't be mean.
No, no, no.
Don't be mean. Just, you know, tell us, share your woe with us and we'll all cry together.
Yeah, no, I want to be clear. I don't think this place is a bad restaurant by any means. It just sort of doesn't fit with the way I think of myself.
You changed.
Yeah. The perils of adulthood. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Adulthood is kind of bogus. Have you noticed that?
Yes, it is. I know. I've been having kind of a second adolescence lately.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Anyway. And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk, where next week it's going to be all broomstick jokes.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton. And no, welcome back to the MILF cast.
I don't think I'm ever going to seem winkingly wise to the ways of the world.
Well, okay, but you're right. I think anyone should be allowed to define for themselves whether or not they are a MILF, right?
No, I think...
You don't think so?
No, because, like, the definition of MILF is mother I'd like to fuck.
I was aware of that. Thank you.
So I can't decide whether I want to fuck myself. Oh. I do want to fuck myself, and I do on a regular basis, but let's be clear here.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to fuck yourself, too.
Uh-huh. It really depends how you define that, but sure. Yeah. So is every woman a MILF? I think yes. Some are not mothers. All right. We're digging a real deep hole.
We are. And we're going to fuck it. Oh, I just love us.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.